There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier. We talk about our favorite games from Marvel, typically Strike Force and the Future Revolutions right now. But real quick, I got to pour one out for my good friend Kurt Booten. In restful memory of his soul, he's fine. He's actually here tonight, but that motherfucker's dead to me. Because he has a goddamn Hulk standee that is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And all he wanted to do was rub it in my face instead of, you know, send me one. So pouring one out for the homie. Fuck him.
So a special thanks to Baloney Ninja for that.
Why? It was on my Amazon list. Why would you do that? Why? What is wrong with this world? It's gorgeous. Dude, it is beautiful.
Dude, Baloney Ninja sent this to me in December. And because I've been sick, haven't had a chance to deal with it.
I am very, very curious. Because there was a night when I was talking about, I got this Hulk standee on my Amazon list. Like, oh, what's the link? And I put it in the chat, and then a few days later in Discord, he's like, hey, man, never saw that link. I'm like, all right, cool. Here's the link. I'm very curious if he got that for you or if he literally spent money to troll me to see that you have the most beautiful
Hulk. Oh, no. He 100% spent money to troll you.
Yeah, yeah. He told me ahead of time.
Went to your list,
I hate you,
bought it, and sent it to Kurt instead.
Why? Yep. Yeah, he told me ahead of time.
I'm very unhappy with this world right now. Some interesting things. We were talking about BlueStacks before the show. I got a new Mac computer, MacBook Pro, and it's got the M1 silicon in it. So I'm like, hey, finally I've got a computer that is actually powerful enough to handle BlueStacks. Now I do have my tablet and whatever. BlueStacks does not support M1 silicon yet.
Nope.
So you can't do that. However, M1 silicon will natively run mobile games. Strike Force, North Future Revolutions is in that list at this time. So we're still kind of borked if you wanted to try to play one of those games on your MacBook Pro, which honestly, I mean, even talking to myself, why would you? Because I got my tablet and stuff. But yeah, just so you know, don't get a MacBook Pro just for BlueStacks, which of course I didn't. But yeah, also I get.
You could actually stop after don't get a MacBook Pro.
Bingo. Sorry, I couldn't hear you from your throat is all gravelly from, you know, being a dick.
I'm coming to you from the lowest possible register of voices.
At least you get a MacBook Pro.
To keep Hulk that sucks in Marvel Strike Force, but Hulk, he got the cool Hulk. You know what? Thinacare. Then I don't know. I'm so off my game that I looked up at this gorgeous green beast. And then to find out that it absolutely is just to throw me off my game.
Epic troll.
One of these days I'll actually appreciate the level of that joke, but right now I'm just fuming. I'm just stewing in my jealousy of that. God, don't adjust the camera. Don't adjust the camera. Just fuck off. All right, so we got a bunch of updates going on in the game.
I thought I was going crazy and Hulk was attacking me. That's okay. He can't kill me anyway. He can't hurt anybody.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, he can. We proved that in a one-on-one battle. Thank you very much.
That's true.
So, but Kurt, we are happy to have you back. We have missed you the last couple of weeks.
Thanks. I've missed being here, actually.
You've had your ass kicked for a month and a half now. It's been a
little bit. I started out having a little bit of a cold / flu, and then it rolled into COVID. And took a home COVID test yesterday, and it finally came up negative. So I'm still dealing with the results of that, the whole coughing and a little bit of fatigue left, but finally on the mend.
Good. Well, obviously you don't sound 100%, and
no,
probably because, you know, you've been trying to say how good Scott Summers is, and God struck you down. But it's good to have you back and have you here.
But ladies, if you like that voice, let us know. Send your emails in. We're here. We're listening.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
You know what? When you try, you actually almost sound like yourself. So you're definitely getting there.
Yeah, I have moments.
All right. So we have... I know you don't play... You know what? Let me ask. Crazier things have happened when people got COVID. Did you get back into playing Strike Force itself?
Not at all.
All right, fair enough.
Nope.
So, Sam, nope. We've got some cool... Well, cool-looking new characters. We have to wait and see how they turn out in the game. We got Morbius, which is not a surprise, coming in. I mean, I didn't know they announced him or anything, but the fact that the movie's coming, I was not surprised that Morbius is coming in. Dr. Voodoo is a strange one. Echo, I think, is a little premature. And, of course, Kate Bishop is a little behind the eight ball, but we're getting her now.
Yeah, so Marvel Puzzle Quest introduced Echo like right when the Hawkeye show was going on. So I'm actually not surprised that MSF got her as well, because she's gonna have her spinoff show on Disney Plus. So at this point, Marvel is just like, these are the characters that you got to put out. Go.
Yeah, maybe it's to get people more used to her. Oh, Echo TV show. Because I would think because they didn't tag it in with Hawkeye, that they would wait till the show came out. But you know what? I'm always down for new characters. That's great. Yeah. All right, cool.
they're still coming in a little, you know, a little fast at four at a time. I would prefer if it was like three characters at a time. But at least in this one, this is actually probably one of the biggest and the better patches. Because while we're getting four characters and two of them are for a new team, because Morbius and Dr. Voodoo... Brother Voodoo are getting a new team.
Oh, did that say that wrong? Is it Brother Voodoo, not Dr. Voodoo?
Yeah, I think it's Brother Voodoo.
Yeah, I think it's Brother Voodoo.
So they're getting a new team, but the rumors are, of course, Blade for that team is, you know, the prevalent rumor for that. But we're also getting like six reworks with this patch, because Kate and Echo are Young Avengers, so. Chavez, Miss Marvel, and Squirrel Girl got really good reworks, like solid reworks. It, maybe even a little bit broken. The passive for Chavez says that she speeds up the two adjacent characters. So running the three of them on ward defense with Eternals and just have her in between the Eternals and nobody gets to go. The Eternals will just, you know, that's on ward defense, but you put it into like armory or something when you have the extra buffs, you know, it's gonna get a little crazy out there. And then Ghost Rider, I think Mordo and Elsa getting the rework for the other team as well. I'm not sure about Mordo. I know Ghost Rider and Elsa are getting reworks. I think it was Mordo as well.
Supernatural is still a fun team for me, and as you power them up, they're still solid hitters. But I've always thought Elsa was a little of a glass cannon. But Ghost Rider, I mean, you get that seventh star on Ghost Rider, he turns into a beast to a point. So reworks are always, in my opinion, always a good thing.
I mean, they're taking old characters that don't get used anymore. They're reworking them so they come back into, you know, usefulness. Yeah. It's never a bad thing.
You know what? They tie that with costumes as well. It's like, hey, we're doing this costume release along with this rework. That really can
push,
you know, some money spending and some.
Well, if they rework, because it's not a rework. We know we're getting a new character for What If Doctor Strange. They were going to do it as a costume first, but then they decided they want to do it as a full new character. So what they were going to do was a kit. And since they decided to do costumes instead of kits, they said, let's just do a new character because we can't bring out a kit.
Right.
So if we didn't have costumes, if we had MAA style kits or, you know, future fight style kits for the characters. No, Future Fight actually does separate characters, I think, or I don't remember. I played that game for like 5 minutes. But if we had like kits like MAA head kits, we would have, you know, just a new kit for him instead of a new character. But you know, works either way. I'm still glad that they're not doing kits. I'm still glad that they're doing costumes and new characters instead of trying to do kits. Considering every single time there's a patch, there's a bunch of problems.
Yeah,
I'm fine with just costumes and new characters.
Yeah, Thinnick here saying Chavez might get the same treatment.
Shuri. Shuri got changed afterwards to Wakandans when the ability was for everyone. It's actually the other way around. It said for Wakandans that energy feed from her was the other way around. It said for Wakandans, but it worked on everybody. So if they changed it, which I don't know haven't paid attention enough to Shuri. If they changed it, they fixed a bug. If they didn't change it, they benefited the players. So, you know. But that's why her T4 wasn't worth it at first. And then it was like, no, this actually works for everyone. So it's not terrible. But yeah, a bunch of new characters, a bunch of new costumes. The costume for Bishop looks great.
Yes.
The costume for Jubilee, not so much.
You could just said Jubilee, not so much, and still been right.
Well, yeah, okay, sure.
I still hate
that. What'd they do for Bishop?
They gave him a Marauder's red outfit.
And he looks younger. Actually, took me a sec. I thought it was a new character they didn't announce. Like, hey, who's this cool-looking young black guy? And then I was like, oh, wait, I bet you that's Bishop, because he's with Jubilee and some of the other X-Men in the new loader screen. And it is. It's a costume. That has to be what one of the modern X-Men looks, I would imagine.
Probably. I haven't seen that in the comics. Like, the only look for him from that I know from the comics is the one that we have in the game. That's the one that I'm always used to, the yellow X-Men outfit.
Yeah.
So if that one is from any of the other teams, I'm just not familiar with it. But you know, I didn't read a lot of the comics, so.
In a minute, I'll go look at it, because I noticed I got the new Warmonger costume today.
Right.
They released it.
And that actually looks a lot like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. But I noticed it said at the bottom of the little card that comes with it when you get them, first seen in 2018. But it's basically referencing that it was first seen in the Black Panther movie. So I imagine if we go find the Bishop costume, it'll say
where it
originated from. What it's going to do. Brother Voodoo, though, Kurt, you're kind of the expert comicsologist here for us. What do you know? What do we know about Brother Voodoo?
I mean, Brother Voodoo was in primarily Doctor Strange most recently. And I think where I became more aware of him was there was a time where Doctor Strange was not going to be the Sorcerer Supreme, and they were looking for a new Sorcerer Supreme. And Brother Voodoo, I do the Dr. Voodoo thing too. But the Brother Voodoo, I think for a little while became Sorcerer Supreme.
It actually is Dr. Voodoo in the game. I keep thinking Brother Voodoo, but in the game it says Dr. Voodoo.
Oh, you know what? He's been known as both.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember that being correct. I remember him being Brother Voodoo.
He was.
MAA. Yeah.
My guess is that the Brother Voodoo part of it, the brother aspect of it, came when the comic came out in the 70s, where the blaxploitation stuff was happening. So
that makes sense. So they want to drop that.
But since he replaced Doctor Strange as the Sorcerer Supreme, and this was in 2009, he was referred to as Dr. Voodoo. So that's probably why.
Okay.
What so apparently, becoming Sorcerer Supreme gets you a doctorate.
So he'll probably be, because they're doing a new team for them, Dark Hunter team with Morbius. So I'm guessing that the what if Doctor Strange is going to be on that team and Blade.
So the question is, are we going to see any Dr. Voodoo in any movie or anything?
I would not be surprised, because if you've heard the rumors about the Doctor Strange movie, it's supposed to have more cameos than even Endgame. Like, they're touting that this is the most cameoed movie ever. You know, there was, I don't know how true it is, there was a screenshot of the trailer, of the, not the trailer, but the credits rolling. So there was just a shot of it on Facebook yesterday of everybody, of like Evans as Human Torch and all three Spider-Man and everything. So I that's probably fake. I don't buy it, but it could be funny. If they do it, I mean, I'm sure Evans would be like, yeah, sure, I'll play him for like 5 minutes. Now, come in and do the.
I could see them doing that for like a one shot that comes with the bonus features and whatnot. Because that would be fun to see Evans. Just funny, because people forget Chris Evans was Human Torch before he's Captain America.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be pretty cool to have that for like a split second. Like, what the hell was that? Oh, that was actually Chris Evans. The other rumor was, of course, because it's multiverse, that Tom Cruise as a superior Iron Man from one of the other worlds.
That would be interesting.
I don't even fathom a world where that happens. I don't see any.
Well, originally he was the primary idea for the casting, and then Favreau was like, no, I want Robert Downey Jr.
Well, because Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark. I mean,
right, and Favreau knows what the hell he's doing.
And just not as smart. But I mean, I don't know what the upside is for Tom Cruise to do it.
It's just a cameo.
Yeah. Did you see Tropic Thunder?
It's Disney. Yeah, it's money.
I mean, Tom Cruise was the best cameo I've ever seen was Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder.
That's fair. That is fair. Because I wouldn't have bet any money on that either.
No. Even I'm like, that's... That, and then you go to credits, he's not even listening to credits. I had to do a dig on the internet, but yeah. I mean, I can see Tom Cruise wanting to be a part of Marvel. I mean, rolling in, you know... Yeah, he's rich, but he'd always.
I think you're right, but I think it would have to be. I would think it would have to be a bigger part. Like literally, I could see Tom Cruise as Galactus before I could see
him. Ooh, wow.
as something else. Because look, Galactus just needs to be the voice, and it's gonna have a lot of affectation on it. It's gonna be all CGI.
I wish I could do impressions, because I'd love to do like Risky Business Tom Cruise as Galactus right now.
Right.
I was going to make a joke about we could see Tom Cruise as Reed Richards with all the CGI. He'd just be taller anyway.
So that's the whole Fantastic Four thing, right? Yeah. I mean, I think the perfect casting right now is Krasinski and Emily Blunt, but there's no way in hell that's going to happen.
Well, there was a whole article with him saying, I would love to, and then his wife was like, I don't want to.
Right. Now, it might be a swerve.
Maybe.
But
I mean, Garfield up and down swore that he wasn't in the new movie. Liar.
For 2 years, he had to keep that up. That's Tom Holland, ain't got nothing on Andrew Garfield when it comes to keeping secrets, that's for sure. But
right.
So, yeah.
There was an interview. It was actually Fallon interviewing Lin-Manuel Miranda about Encanto, and then asking him, they were talking about Tick, Tick, Boom. Tick, Tick,
Boom, yep.
And then Lin was like, oh, yeah, and I was on set with Garfield, and I asked him, hey, because the rumor dropped that he was in the new Spider-Man movie. He was like, Andrew, are you in a new movie? And he's like, and Andrew's just like, me? No. That's crazy. No. He's like, oh, my God, he's in a new movie. So even Lin had to keep it on the quiet for a while.
That's funny. I was about to get off topic. But, Sam, before we hit the questions and whatnot, what's got you most excited about the new updates and characters in Strike Force?
I'm still looking forward. We got because the new mode is still coming down the line. So the galactic, I forget the name of it, but it's the they teased it in a couple of patches ago. But there's a new mode coming to the game other than the tower. They're supposed to bring the tower back. They said they're going to modify it. Grand Arena. Thank you, Thanager. They're going to modify the tower. It's going to have more floors, more access to lower level players. Better rewards, so more floors for higher difficulty at the top, but also more rewards and more access for lower level players for the bottom floors. The pocket dimension was really a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. They're supposed to bring that back sometime soon. They said it's gonna rotate what tags are needed so people work on other characters. And the Grand Arena mode, I'm just looking forward to seeing what the hell that's gonna be. New modes are always fun until they screw it up later. And like real time arena, because they had a nice thing for a little while and then it got screwed. But at this point, it's just roll in and do some fights. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes. I like the new costumes. I like the new characters. I like that they're reworking old teams to make them way more useful. And they're doing it in a way that gives them an opening down the line. So we got two Eternals. If they bring in a team that's really overpowered and all of a sudden they feel like, oh, hey, we need to turn something up. Here's two more Eternals. Hey, look, this team is back to killing everything in sight. Or, you bring in one, kind of even it out. There's a lot of flexibility with the way they're doing it. And Lord knows, after 3 years, we certainly have a lot of characters in a backlog that could use their reworks, including Iron Man. For crying out loud, can you please rework Iron Man?
I mean, Iron Man has been the legendary that was never really legendary.
That is very true.
Good, he's the little rich boy who can't, which is not fair to him. Just like it really wasn't fair to put Hulk behind such a large wall to get him, and then to start off with, he wasn't great. I mean, when I worked my ass off to get him really early, and so when I got him at like level 20 something, or in my early mid 20s, early 30s for leveling, it made a huge difference for my team. And only by sheer will and craziness, because everybody told me not to, so, good on you for that, because I'm going to do what I want, is that I powered him up to be the god that he is today. But he's not in the middle. Most people, don't like him. Like I said, mine smashes, but I put in a lot of love into him that other people aren't going to put. And is he my go-to character? No. I mean, if you made me pick one character to go into battle with, it's going to be probably Silver Surfer or Kestrel right now, to be honest.
Silver Surfer got a new costume, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a little snowboarding outfit.
Oh, no. No, you're lying.
No, seriously. You're like colors on the board, a little silver jacket, and a scarf. Go look.
Oh, no. That's
oh, horrible. Come on.
Oh, and glasses, too. I forgot about the snow glasses. Yeah.
It's straight up just come for on. This game. It's like transversing the spaceways as an immortal being has some advantages, like knowing all the sickest spots for snowboarding in the galaxy. First appearance, Marvel Strike Force. No!
Not making me want to play.
I honestly didn't see the jacket until like today. I noticed it this morning. I was like, he's got a little jacket on.
Snow vest. Not even a jacket. It's a snow vest.
Oh, yeah. It's a vest, right.
And a scarf and Chad. Silver Chad.
That is terrible.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Go look at the Jubilee new outfit. The art department kind of dropped the ball on this one.
All right.
Sorry, bad choice of words.
Oh, no. oh, my God. Is Jubilee Uncanny X-Men or X-Men? Uncanny X-Men.
Astonishing X-Men. Astonishing. But you can pull it up on just X-Men.
All right, let's see. That'll be easier. X-Men. And let's see. Here she is. And let's see this costume. Oh my! That is go clubbing.
It's pretty bad. It's really like, it's not good.
All right. So created by Wish is what this is.
But is that worse than her regular costume?
I kind of like the code of the regular costume. This is not a good outfit.
So you got to remember back in the 90s when Jubilee was introduced, her outfit was just a takeoff of Robin from Batman.
No, that's fair.
She had the big old button where the R logo would be. It was not good. Don't get me wrong. The new one also sucks.
Yeah.
But...
And it is unique to Strike Force. It's his first appearance in Marvel Strike Force 2022. Jubilee shines for the Chinese New Year with dazzling new outfit to honor the Year of the Tiger. Who were we talking about where we didn't know where their costume came from? Bishop. Bishop.
Oh, yeah. Bishop. Yeah, that's a Marauders.
How you found it?
Outfit, yeah.
I mean, Bishop's is good. Bishop's is, I love the remake to his gun.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all right. That X is kind of the new X-Men logo.
Yeah.
From the comics, the one on his shoulders.
Oh, okay, gotcha. The modern X with the slash in the
middle. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I still prefer the original, the yellow.
You know what? That's how he was introduced to me. I actually agree with you.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are going to be more of the 90s X-Men cartoon costumes coming out when the new series launches on Disney.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm trying to see who else from this. I can't.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Oh, my God. Hawk Guy was okay.
I kind of want to get that one just because it's simple. It's a good one.
Groot's.
That's more comic book one too, because there's the whole thing of him in the t-shirt. Yeah. I like the Groot one because it's just a Christmas Groot.
Tim's.
The new Killmonger one is definitely the best out of the latest batch. He looks exactly like he should.
You know, the weapon, the sword, the.
That is strong.
It is good.
Yeah, honestly, what's with Marvel Strike Force and no nipples on the characters? Like him and Namor and like...
Well, with him, he needed another place for a hash mark.
Well, okay, sure.
You're not wrong. I'd say I don't like Ultron's What If.
I don't really
isn't an Ultron one. This is, I mean, technically, it's also a Vision one.
Yeah, I mean, if he was on a horse, you know, he could go jousting. I guess that's all right, but
it would have been nice if they made that look more like the What If costume.
Thin says, I'm getting Wolverine one from the current RTA. Let's go look at the Wolverine.
Oh, the Wolverine with all the Game Boys?
Yeah.
What?
Weapon X.
Oh, well, that's Weapon X.
Outfit, yeah.
That's fine. That's cool.
But, yeah. You're not wrong about the Game Boys. I mean, it's.
Yeah, somebody made that joke earlier today. I was like, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's a bunch of Game Boys. Look at that.
But Wolverine's another one where it took forever to get him, and he was meh once you finally got him. And he should be way better.
Yeah. He should be way better than that. But
he shouldn't be, I'm okay at what I do.
He should be the Old Man Logan outfit.
Well, there should be that too, definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's so many costumes that they can bring in. At $20 a pop, right, is basically what it is. Yeah, they can just, there are certain comic outfits that they can bring in that people will be just like, yeah, I bought it. Just because of that outfit, I bought this pass. Or just because of that outfit, I bought the RTA pass. There's just lots of different looks, and they're starting to get to like, this is good, this is good, this one's not as good, this is good, this is good, try again. So
again, if you could save your tokens from before, you know, let it build up, that would be pretty solid. On this past RTA pass, I forget who it was Baron Zemo.
And yeah, the king.
I almost bought it. I got up to the level 60s somewhere, and I counted the tokens. It was enough tokens. Wherever I got, it was just enough that if I bought it, I would have gotten him and all the stuff. And I was going to think about it and then forgot about it, and the time ran out. Because it was only like
a I'm sure he'll pop up in a regular store at some point, and you know, if you want to pick him up, you'll be able to.
I liked it. I just had a hard time, even with the good stuff I'd have gotten with it. Now, had it been more 80s and 90s, you know, if I'd been closer to the end or maxed it out, okay, $20 to get all the stuff plus the costume, probably been a no-brainer. But I was just on that edge, like, yeah, I'm gonna get the costume, but my mind's just telling me that's all I'm getting is the costume, even though I know that's not true. It just wasn't, I don't know, it just didn't trigger for me. This look for Echo, by the way, out here on the load screen, that's the look I'm hoping they'll bring in the TV show, because that's a much better look than her origin story look.
Yeah, that looks better than what they had. But on a side note, we do have a new event starting up for recurring events. We're going to have a Nowhere Heist. And if you sort your roster, the Nowhere Heist tag is already in the game. Right, it's only five characters. It's Dr. Octopus, Invisible Woman, Kitty Pryde, Rocket Raccoon, and Star-Lord. So just like all the other ones, like Chaos Theory, which is tomorrow. By the way, guys, don't forget your Chaos Theory tomorrow. That's your team to build up to get all the rewards from it. Don't forget to go to gear 15 to max it out. You got a little bit of time because we're not going to get more than what, first three nodes the first time it comes around,
something like that,
usually. Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of time before it has to be maxed out, but that's the team for it. The other event is we know that Brother Voodoo or Dr. Voodoo is going to be an event because that tag is already in the game as well, which is the Spirit Slayer. So,
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, Spirit Slayer. And there's a lot of characters for that one. So that's going to be the event for Dr. Voodoo. And then Morbius and him already have the team tag in the game as well, which is the Dark Hunter. So that's going to be that team. So there you go. Just a quick wrap up on the stuff.
Yeah, I still haven't finished Team Bro Tears from 6 months ago. I don't know.
What was Bro Tears?
I don't know. I can't remember the actual name of the ones with Longshot and...
X Factor.
No, there's one with Dad Bros?
Yeah, Dad Bros.
Dad Bros.
Yeah, X Factor, because it's Longshot and Shatterstar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't remember. It's always called Bro Tears. But, they just keep cracking on these scenes, which is fine. And ultimately, you know, I build them as I can. But it has absolutely gotten to a place. If you're a more casual player like me, you're not going to keep up with the meta. It's just by the time they crack out one team and maybe you invest all the time you can into it, like the Spider team. You know, Strange Webs or whatever the hell their tag is with Punk Rock Spider.
Web Warriors.
That's it. Sure. But that one, I got half of them or most of them unlocked, but you know, I don't have the, well, nobody, I guess, has the legendary yet or whatever on them. But
there's no legendary for that team.
Let me see. What am I missing on them?
Because it's they reworked Spider-Man and Miles for it, and then we got Ghost Gwen or Ghost Spider, so Spider Gwen, Scarlet Spider, and Spider Punk.
Now I did do the event and get I got Spider Punk to 4 stars. Yeah, I'm just short of Ghost Spider. Getting her unlocked. So I guess that's why she's a legendary.
Shards. She's in like all the orbs, so you'll just randomly get shards for her sooner or later.
But so, you know, I'm Spider-Man Miles and Spider-Man just about maxed out. I could do their tier gears and experience level higher. Scarlet Spider only had the 2 stars. Spider-Punk, I got 4. And then Ghost Spider will come out at, 3 stars at the hundo level? Or is that 4? 4 stars.
Four.
So she'll come out 4 stars once I get her. It might be worth doing. This one's probably as close as I got as capturing a new team when they came out. Right.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah.
No. This is a very common question. I get in my chat. I see it in all the other chats fairly regularly. Are they worth working on if you already have a big symbiotes? Honestly, up to you. If you already have a big symbiotes, then you're probably fine without them for a while. If you're a newer player, it's going to be a lot easier to get Web Warriors done because, and better long term. They will do the same as symbiotes at a lower investment. So you don't have to put as much work into them to get the same output out of them. If you already have an 800, 750, 800K symbiote team, for now, unless you're hitting, you might have a problem with them in like Doom 2.3 or something. If you have a problem with them, you're already at that point where you're already probably working on them. But if you have a big team and they're handling, if they're doing their content, you can work on other stuff, and there's plenty of things to work on. So really up to you if you want to spend the resources on mostly a duplicate team. Down the line, they're going to be a better investment. They're also cheaper materials-wise for Dark Dimension 5 than the symbiotes are. So that'll be a good one.
Okay.
But unless you're doing, I would say unless you're doing top of the line stuff like 2.3 and everything else, you're probably okay not going for them right away and just getting to them as needed.
And with that, we will read the questions for the show. And I don't know if Kurt feels up to it, but while one of you pulls up the questions, I'll read this update from Professor Pauling. Recent Academy Alliance highlights. We got a 6 war wins in a row, which is pretty solid.
Nice.
Beyond that, I participated in all 6 because I got a babysitter. Professor Paulding tags me. He's like, hey, man, can you get in and do this? Thank you. All day long, I'll say thank you. Sin used to be my babysitter for Behemoth, and it's helpful, and I appreciate that. Not that you should have to. But, you know, it is helpful, and I appreciate it. So I actually participated in all of those and then some.
Wow, look at you go.
I know, right? I'm a big boy now, Daddy. daily raid, alternating Ultima 6 and Greek, often getting 60%. Good progress in World Warriors milestones. We just need a few more semi-active players, and that's for FTH Academy. And Spalding is – I call him Spalding. I don't know why I call him Spalding. Professor Pauling has actually been recruiting some people he knows, and it's been great. It's been really great. It's not hardcore. He's definitely been doing some guidance on hey, let's do this, and let's see that. Let's focus. It's what we needed to really kind of just keep it functional, to be honest. Nice. I mean, he could probably do more, but that's not what we are. I mean, if he wants to do more, he's welcome to. But I was like, it's improved the gameplay of the Alliance all day long. And I will say it here on the show, if he wants to be the leader of the Alliance, I'll be more than happy to let him have it, and I can drop back either way. I'm not going to stand in your way because he is rocking it out, and it has made it a much better playing experience overall. What else do we have?
So for those that are looking for alliances, Academy has spots open. Prometheus has a spot open. Argonaut and Tempest also have a spot open. If you're looking for alliance, jump into the Discord. Check out who Tempest has 3. Sorry, need to update the recruitment spots. So Tempest has 3 spots open. So if you're looking for alliances, come join the Discord. Check it out. See what's available. They're all different power level requirements, you know, and all different engagement levels. So see what fits your desire of play.
Yeah, and Kurt, I never got that Discord. Oh, no, it did work. I guess it did get.
No, it didn't. I just pasted it.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd gotten that reconnected back right.
Right. We only have one question for MSF, and that is from Click, who asks, what are your 2 best Doom 2 teams, and why aren't they tech?
Even in Doom 2, I don't know.
Okay, so
wait, is Doom 2 is a raid, not a campaign?
Yes, okay, Doom 2 is the current raid for 2.0 to 2.3. Honestly, for me, the best teams are my X-Men, my Astonishing X-Men team. Well, the symbiotes do just fine because I have them at like almost 800k. They're like 780. So they do just fine. They're a little slow, which is why I was working on Web Warriors, but I'm swapping over to Young Avengers, at least for now, and I'll get back to Web Warriors later. So symbiotes do fine, but the 2 best ones, X-Men handle just fine. They might need a little extra power. They might need a few modifications here and there, but I like using them. But my favorite for the raid is the Mystic team with the Eternals and the New Warriors. Because on the third node for the boss node, I can come in with Deathpool and one-shot Doom and walk away. Because she builds up her charges over the first two nodes, and then when I start the third node, she's got five charges. I make sure that the tanks don't put taunt up, and I one-shot Doom, and then the taunts go up. And then the Eternals just destroy everybody. But it's been a lot of fun being able to do that. So that's been my favorite for the raid so far.
And I'm not in the raid, and Kurt didn't play, so there you go. There's your answers.
From the chat, second question from us, what is Hulk suck? We've covered that so many times.
There's no chat. There's no chat.
Right.
Chat died. Chat's, just like Kurt, the chat's dead.
Sorry, Thanatier, I tried.
You know, Baloney Ninja, actually, I want to say Baloney Ninja sent me some of the figures I have behind me. I have a Hulk and a Scott. I think it was Baloney Ninja. Somebody sent that to me, but you know what? He's dead to me too now. I mean, that is a troll among trolls. Not only did he spend the stupid money to get that thing and send it to you, he waited until you almost died and then came back from the dead just for the joke to play out.
Right.
That's some dedication, and yet I still want to just smack him so fucking hard right now. Oh! All right. We good with the questions there?
Yeah. Right. Yep, that's it.
We're going to put in a break. All right, we're back, and now we're going to talk some Future Evolution. You know, last couple of weeks, Sin and I kind of skated over some of that stuff, and but Kurt and I started talking before this episode, or tonight, before we started broadcasting and recording, and we had a few questions, and I know there's some new stuff coming to the game. We've gotten some new level cap. I'll go ahead and tell you, I got snookered by this game because on the new loading movie screen, you got Baron Mordo, you got Ghost Rider featured multiple times. Like, hell yeah, Ghost Rider. I don't know. Well, I don't know why I went all red there. Ghost Rider, I'm going to get me a Budweiser and a character spot to put him in. And I did. I spent the crystals to get a character spot only to be told tonight, hey, this is my Kurt, by the way. Hey, dummy. He's a companion, not a real person. So
right, yeah, pretty much. yeah, so you just don't know if he'll eventually become a regular playable character. They haven't, you know, because Spider-Man is, but Spider-Man's also a companion. So
right,
I guess it's possible. Doesn't look like it yet. And we don't, well, I have not heard anything said, I don't know if you have, about the next playable character.
No, not a word. I mean, it took so long to, well, no, they announced Magic pretty quick.
Right.
But it took forever to get her into the game. I think they're still trying to milk all the gear money out of her with everything else that they've been doing.
Well, and she's become my main.
Yeah,
I've actually I spent a lot of time with her. So right now she is, well, 113, level 113.
Nice.
The new cap is 120. But Charles, you had talked at one point about and not having any of your characters close to the cap or anything like that.
Yeah, so I actually, you talked about early on when we started talking about this in the show, you got to one of the last bosses on Midgard, and you were just
Where I got stuck.
Yeah. And you said something about Granite. I brought that up to Sin a couple of weeks ago, and Sin's like, yeah, go pull up another character, which is why I'm playing Storm right now. Go pull up another character and get your squad rank level up.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm working on, because I do want to go back to Magic. I mean, she's
there's also another way.
Oh yeah,
that'll probably help you.
Yeah,
and that is Training Grounds.
Yeah,
Training Grounds. I don't remember when they actually added it, but it's been so helpful for me.
Really? It didn't feel like it's a whole lot of XP. It's just a bunch of farming gear. It felt
There's plenty of XP.
Yeah, it's actually really quick on XP. And the problem is that, like, story-wise, my XP, I hit level 115, and the story ran out. And it was, that's it. There, no more quests.
Right.
At that point, the only way to level up to 120 has been to do training grounds. And that's like 0.5 or 0.05, I think, percent per kill. And it's 3 hours free for a week, and then it's 10 minutes per ticket.
Right.
I did a couple of those as I was working on. Like tomorrow, I'll probably work from home. I'll pull up BlueStacks. I might just have a run for 3 hours through.
So yeah,
you get a lot of loot out of it as well.
Right. And you also might have more training tickets than you think if you've not been doing it, because if you do your Omega Pass dailies, not even Omega Pass dailies. If you just do your login daily, which is just stay online for an hour, you get a ticket.
Yeah. I got you. So I haven't been doing those as much.
You have 50 minutes, because it looked like you had 5 tickets.
Yes.
Unless you have any in storage. So that's 50 minutes. Plus you get 3 hours on Sunday when it refreshes.
So really, you can just run into the zone,
hit auto,
go to a corner, hit auto, come back 3 hours later. Or actually come back an hour later and empty out your inventory.
Stuff. That's the thing.
Oh my God, they drop a lot of stuff.
They drop a lot of inventory, a lot of companion shards,
You
have and a good amount of gold too.
He's got 12 million gold.
I was down to 15, and just by doing the training grounds, I'm up to like 18 and a half.
Yeah.
Within the week.
Yeah, I don't have that much, but again, while I was really sick, I wasn't playing at all.
Okay.
I had completed the last Omega Pass. And this one I'm just working on now, but training grounds, like Sunday, once it refreshes, Monday morning is when I end up doing it. I boot it up, put magic in, set her up in training ground in the right note, in the right area, and let it go auto and just leave it alone. And you get so much loot. It's not even funny. So that for you, if you're stuck on a boss, do that. And then once you get a 3 or 4 levels, go back and try the boss again. You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, because I went back to other areas just to max out the little side quests. And although I do try to catch those as I go through, you know, you miss one or two here or there.
Right.
And, of course, and since and he's not wrong, you know, getting the squad level up will help boost everything. But, yeah, I'll throw her into training grounds. I've got it till the second. The second one is open. I think I'm level 80 or 90 with – I don't think I'm as high as 90. I think between 70 and 80 somewhere with magic. Which is saying a lot for me since I very casually play it. But, man, magic. Switching from magic to play any other character, but in my case, I went to Storm. I thought, wow, magic's just a boss.
Magic is really cool, and they got a lot of great animations for her powers. Yeah. Storm has the hottest outfits in the game.
Yeah.
Like, the design they did for her, she's absolutely bloody gorgeous in the game. Just completely off the different level from all the other characters.
Right. Well, and it also helps that in the comics she changed her look quite a bit.
Oh yeah. So you get a lot of costume variability, but oh my God, they did a beautiful job with her in this game.
And you see the goddess of the storm kind of outfit going on with the white wings and the mohawk. Yeah. I dig that one. I do.
That's a hell of a hawk. That is one big mohawk.
That's straight out of the 80s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, so we're in. Pull my game up again. I had switched. So we're in a Dark Domain event right now, which there's a 14-day gift event, and it has to do with the fact they raised the level cap and added a new area. And then there's Two. True.
Yeah, the Niflheim look. The story in Niflheim was really good. Right. I really enjoyed going through that one.
Yep.
I don't think for me. I think the Asgard stuff earlier on is still my favorite from the game.
Is but it really?
Niflheim was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and now you get to run around, you know, and fight Hela and stuff like that. But like story wise, I just like running around with Thor and getting all the stuff done.
Right. So there's also Dark Domain Most Wanted. So if you pay any attention to it, you can go through the Most Wanted lists, and there's a bunch of them. You know, War Machine and Dormammu and Hell Hulk. And it's an easy way to get some loot, and they're Omega Companion shard boxes pretty much. So, nice. So, that being said, coming up, we have, a hero balance patch that's going to be coming up soon. It's going to be interesting to see what that actually means. Sen, do you have any insight as to that?
I haven't looked at any info lately. They did one a little while ago for Spider-Man, and a few others got, you know, a little bit of modification. Spider-Man got a lot. Like, a bunch of the cooldowns got increased by, like, 25%. I honestly haven't noticed. Like, they took off a few... They lowered some stats and they increased like crit and stuff like that. So I haven't noticed a difference in my damage because of that. And I honestly haven't noticed the cooldown changes affecting me that badly. So right. for me, it's been fine.
So one of the things that they're doing is in an effort to try to streamline some balancing, and they'll do this every now and then. They published a survey, and so there's a hero balance patch survey that starts. What's today's date?
The third
starts tomorrow, and if you participate in the survey, mm-hmm. you get one draw ticket selection box, and 20 agents with the best responses. Whatever that means, we'll get 1,000 free crystals.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it's only 20 people. So,
sure. Like, how many people are actually going to respond to their survey? They might be going, well, last time we got 100 responses. All right, 20 people, pretty good.
So,
right.
Where is that survey to be found when it comes?
So, if you, from here, if you click your menu and notice down the bottom right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. That will bring up
hero balance.
Yeah. Survey that notice. And then the survey notices the top one.
Yep. Got it.
And if you scroll down, there's a link to the survey, which will be available tomorrow.
Cool. And it's available for about 6 days.
So. Yeah. So plenty of time.
Yeah, America East, after posting of notice on 2-3.
Yep. And then I think prior to that, yeah, it was really just the maintenance notice for last week. We've had a few quick maintenances that have happened in pretty short order. There was the Lunar New Year event. And again, I don't know how much of it you talked about last week with special costumes. I have not gotten any special costumes
Me in a neither.
Very long time.
Yeah. The costumes are pretty stingy.
I save up my crystals to when I get 1800. I open a 10 pack of something. I've been focusing more on companions. Like, there's some new costume upgrades for this Dark Dimension or new Niflheim or whatever. They look really good. But I got to imagine, you know, they're going to be stingy. Kurt said carry on. Sorry, I wasn't looking. So, Sim, with the companions, or, you know, let me ask you that as a newbie. when I have 1,800 crystals, which is what it takes to open a 10-pack of just about anything, what is one of the better ways to focus that? Should I cycle through the different ones? Because I do like some costume pieces. I do want some more fancy ones because they do power you up. But there's also companions that are very functional in the game. And, of course, the comic books, the mega cards, whatever. Where should I focus?
Early on, people were saying that the cards was the best option to do it on. It's probably still the case. But if you're doing your daily stuff, you actually get a lot of cards. And you can run through and you can farm cards. Like, you can figure out which boss drops what card, and you can go farm that boss. You can't farm costumes. Other than, well, you can kind of now with training grounds, you can kind of farm costumes. I still think the costumes were the better purchase because you need so many of them to get your red stars on them and move them forward. While the cards, you can basically farm. You get your daily, and then you get your dark dimension, and then you get the most wanted. And then the boxes, you get a ton of card draws.
You get a ton of costumes too. Especially if you're going through training grounds, you still get a lot of drops. What I've been finding is that I am running out of the shards to be able to do the combination or the combines of the costumes. Ah.
So for that, if you go and you're farming, if you're actually running through training grounds, I basically disenchant all the level 1, 2, and 3 stuff that they give me of anything. Badges, battle cores. I break those down, and those actually give a lot of materials for.
And by that, you're talking about dismantling.
Yeah, dismantling.
Yeah, I thought that. So I've been dismantling everything 1, 2, and 3, and then going to the convergence box for level 4 battle badges.
I don't even bother with the 4 badges anymore. I just really disassemble those as well. But for the cores, I disassemble the 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Because they take up a lot of room, and then if you go try and merge them, they're really expensive to merge, right. And you have a high chance of failure. So it's just kind of a pain in the ass. If you already have the ones, like if you don't have the ones you need, then yeah, you kind of gotta have to go through that machine and get it done. But once you're actually at a point where you're like, okay, I'm happy with these, because you can take them out and put them into other gear,
right.
Then it's just like, okay, I got a bunch of level 5s and like 1 level 6 and a bunch of level 4s sitting in my inventory. I don't need all this other crap, so I'm just disassembling all the 1, 2s, and 3s, and they give a lot of particles. They actually, I was down to like 11,000, and I haven't farmed in a while because I haven't been leaving that account running. I used to just leave it running overnight and then, you know, wake up in the morning and disassemble everything. Right. I haven't done that in like a couple of weeks now, but training grounds, I'm back to. In a matter of 3 days, I think I made like 3,000 particles or something.
Yeah. Charles, have you checked your companions to see if you have Ghost Rider as a companion? I think they gave him to you.
Okay.
Because I have him. He's level 1. I mean, he's not no great shakes, but like Spider-Man, I think they just gave him to you.
They did not give me Spider-Man either. So, no, I don't have.
I think you had to log in a certain amount of time in a row.
Oh, maybe. But, yeah, Spider-Man, I actually have 2 of the 10 shards. But, no, Ghost Rider, maybe I missed where I had to log in so many times in a row.
Maybe.
He's cool looking. I mean, obviously level 3.
He is cool looking.
The killer. I mean, he's not the right Blaze, you know, Johnny.
Right, no, Blaze, but right.
He honestly kind of looks like somebody from The Purge, if I'm being honest. But still cool. I actually, my one I'm really, really wanting is Daredevil. I'd really like to get Daredevil as a companion. He's
great looking.
That's a great costume design. Currently, I'm using Enhanced Ultron because it happened to be the one that I had that's most powerful and got the most shards for. So now he's a 4-star level 15. And he does a suicide bombing run. I care nothing about these characters I never heard of before. Like Akiko, which that one might be on me, but this one's Gary Club. Okay.
All right. Man, Gary, jeez. So Gary, I have, let's see, what's he at now?
Gunner. I don't want Gunner.
Gord Fleming is up to 4-star for me because he was like the first 3-star that I got so I could do a summon.
You can convert them to others, right?
No. Yeah. Ow. Yeah. I just want to, I'm more of a completionist when it comes to that. So I don't want to convert them, any of them.
I will. How do you convert them?
If you go, oh shoot, I don't have the game loaded. I will message you later and let you know.
Okay.
There's a basically, cause I don't have the game loaded up, but you can convert, to higher rank. So it takes 10 of commons and turns them into an uncommon. And then you can go higher up.
And I think you have to do that through the workshop.
Okay. It used to be, I think it's still in the workshop. They modified the way it looks. But I think you're right. I think it's still in the workshop.
This War Machine looks so amazing.
Yep.
I mean, and I'm watching his skill video, which I do. I love that they added the videos in so you can see their skills. Really good.
That's why I like, so Nick Fury is my summon right now, and he will generate a force field, which is also very helpful. So I'm due to probably change my companions around a little bit because I'm sitting on, well, Nick Fury's at 3-star. Gord Fleming's at 4. I just have Uncorrupted Ultron at 4. Enhanced Ultron at 4. Bragmere at 4.
And I don't think I got anybody past 3.
Really?
Yeah.
And I have like, I don't know, 10 3-star above and beyond that. So I'm really just, when I get, because you get so many shards.
Yeah.
Through training grounds.
I haven't looked at it. Like I said, I've only been doing it for about 3 days now.
Yeah.
So I got a ton of shards, but I haven't looked through them to see what's useful and what's not.
Speaking of Gord Fleming, I just got a Gord Fleming shard.
So Charles, definitely training grounds. Clear out as much of your inventory or buy more slots. Yeah. But clear out as much of your inventory as possible and then freaking run training grounds and let it go.
Yeah. I'll do that. And actually, I am about to hit level 90, so I'm further along.
Than you'll get so much stuff.
Yeah, I do have Bob, Agent of Hydra, which tickled me to no end. And then I was like, but there's no Deadpool. So if there's not Deadpool in the game, why do I? Well, okay, there's Deadpool, but not as a playable character.
Right.
In the game. It's like, if I get Deadpool, then you obviously have to have Bob as his sidekick.
Right.
You know?
Either that or talking Chimichanga.
I would take that too. I would take that too. I do find it's very fun to watch this game. And when I do make the time to sit down and run through it, I very much enjoy it. It definitely took a while for it to grow on me and understand. And yeah, it's actually a lot of just kind of going and doing. Just letting it auto run, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But even in training grounds, I try to kind of pick different characters to go after. Because doesn't it also rank up your activities to the different bosses and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, the villains that you've seen or whatever. Yeah, it definitely dumps a whole lot of stuff on you. That is for sure.
I am still not enjoying Omega War. That's the only other thing.
Yeah,
I just
the balancing on it is completely off.
Yeah,
because at no point should a 1.5 million be putting into a team where 700-800k power characters.
Yeah, and I get one shot a lot with my magic, and my magic is no slouch, except in Omega War.
Yeah, I will say a little quality of life improvement that I saw was in a normal, I'm in training grounds right now, but in the normal world when you run around, there's an Omega symbol up in the top middle of the screen with a countdown. And maybe it's been there for a while. I don't know, because I probably haven't logged in, and other than to get some dailies, you know, get some collections done, and that's it. Maybe it's been there for a while, but I thought, that's nice quality of life. It's counting down. And when I clicked on it, I was like, oh, what's this? It goes request entry. So no longer do you have to sit on that stupid, oh, that killed me when I had to do that for some mission for magic, like the precursor to magic to get all the crafting stuff. It was like fighting an Omega War. And I'm like, why? I'm sitting on the screen for like 15 minutes waiting for it to hopefully count down so I can click and try to get in that one. Oh, no, I didn't get in that one.
Yeah.
Okay, another 30 fucking minutes of sitting here doing nothing.
Having to wait for to be able to even click the button to join the Omega War is a problem.
So the cooldown comes up 10 minutes before Omega War starts, which is every half an hour. The countdown, sorry. The countdown shows up 10 minutes before the war starts every half an hour. And you can wait. You can click it right away, and it'll queue into the next Omega War. Or you can wait till, like, the last 5 seconds and try, you know, try to catch it then, whichever way you want to do it.
Right.
But, yeah, that, you know, that's been – I think that's been around since the start. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I fought that war and just because I needed to, and that was pretty much it. Moved on after that. The lunar coins, what are we going to use those for? Is that going to be a special box in the store?
So if you go to the workshop, there's a section for Lunar New Year craft event.
Okay.
Right.
And you use them for either the gift box, a gold supply box, Convergent Particle Supply Box, or Alpha Companion Shard Box. So it's like 100 or 200 coins per each, or 500 to do a Lunar New Year gift box.
The thing that stinks is that I've still not seen, like, if you hang on to coins and don't spend them during the event,
right?
You can't do anything. You got to store them. There's like I have coins from other events.
You might be able to disassemble them at this point. They've done a few where you can just take them and disassemble them.
I'll have to check that again. Because I haven't done that, but we'll see. Lunar New Year craft event, just use them. No matter what you're wanting to use them for.
Sure.
I'm going to use mine for companion shards just to build them up. But, and we'll see how high I can get my companions. That's what I'd really like to do, is get them really big.
And that's why you're invited to the barbecue every year after Dragon Con.
Yep, I know.
Oh, I looked at your camera again. Now I'm angry again.
I win.
You know what? It's about that time. Any last thoughts on Revolutions before we jump out of here?
No, yeah, I'm still liking it. It's now that I've gotten into kind of a groove for doing dailies and whatnot. It doesn't feel as much of a grind, and our alliance is really low key. We're not doing alliance wars, which is fine by me.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
And, it's just I do my dailies, have fun, and go from there.
Awesome. All right. Well, Kurt, we've been pimping out VO by Kurt for weeks now. And well, obviously you're not quite back to normal. But
not quite.
Tell what about this week in MCU?
Well, so we still need to do the last episode of Hawkeye, because I've been sick since that hit. Seth and I really haven't talked about it, but depending on how I'm feeling, Maybe Saturday morning we'll get that recorded.
If not, then, you know, by the way you sound, probably next week you should be all right.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. So, and then really, I've been producing poetry videos with He Who Is Steve. And I've got the next one queued up to record. I just need to have my voice in shape to record it.
Yeah.
So, and those have been really cool to work on. And I'm really hoping to do a lot more streaming this year. I've got this that I received for Christmas that I want to stream building.
Wow.
Ooh, nice.
That's the Lego, the adult Lego.
Yeah, the Lego Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
So my son got that for me for Christmas, and I went, oh, I definitely want to stream that.
Yeah.
Putting that together. So, yeah.
I want to suggest, as you, of course, do Twitch, TikTok is really becoming a hotbed for live videos. And they actually, I don't know if you have to jump through any hoops or not, because I don't do the live videos, because I don't do any cool shit like build awesome Legos or anything like that. But most everybody I've seen do live, people can throw basically what amounts to bits at you, so you can monetize that way. But it's really up and coming platform as far as that goes. So if you would, I just suggest you dual stream.
I've actually I've been uploading the poetry videos to TikTok.
I think I've seen a few of them. Yeah.
Doing all right. I'm really hesitant because TikTok is a young man's game. So I want to be very careful about what I put up there.
Fair enough. I want to see Kurt doing the next dance craze and the hot dog challenge that Phil Keating wants to give to him.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Kurt, where can they find you on the web? Not Kurt. I'm sorry, Kurt. We just went over there. I'm just excited you're back, Kurt. God damn it. I looked at your camera again. Sid, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me every morning at twitch.tv/SenRaven for some mostly MSF stuff. Sometimes a little MMFR, sometimes a few other games like Smite and Valhalla and God of War and a few other things here and there. So come hang out. Lately, lots of stream raiders, because they got a couple of really cool events going on. So come hang out for that too.
Very cool. I am working myself up into doing more TikTok stuff. Finding the Story season 2 has been worked on. I actually got Mike Woodard. He's going to help me produce some of it. And I've got some really interesting people tentatively agreeing to be interviewed by me that I'm very, very excited about. Once I actually get the interview done, then I'll talk about it. But until it's done, I don't want to get my hopes up and have stuff not work out. But that's coming. Rock Out Podcasting all across social media. And, of course, Charles McFall is where you can find me. And thank you, everybody, for coming out. Professor Pauling was here. Thin a cheer, whatever. I don't know, because there's both ways you can play. Then I cheer, thin a cure, and then you said thin a sheer, I think, Sin. I don't know. Love these names. But yeah, thank you, Kurt, for being... God damn, I looked at your camera again. Fucking Baloney Ninja. Jeezy crazy, man.
You're right. Thank you, Baloney Ninja.
Congratulations, Baloney Ninja.
So, all right. We're going to be out. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in this week, and we'll be back next week, hopefully.
Hi, everybody.